Team VIA wants the best drivers in Chicago. Join VIA, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. Earn a high signing bonus and take home all your earnings with 0% commission for a limited time. With VIA, you'll have friendly customers and the best support. You can always call or text the VIA support line. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7 or apply at drivewithvia.com. Text or call 415-842-2447 and join Team VIA.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only. Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com.
Rewarding him by just being at the net. Obviously a nice play off the rush from Vinny, but he's in the hard areas, and he's willing to go there and pays that price, and he's been rewarded. He made some great shots, so you look at some of his goals he scored. He's, whether it's the one-timer around the net, finds a puck.
That's Blackhawks head coach Joel Quenneville on the play of Ryan Hartman, who has a point in the last three games. Those are all Blackhawks wins as they look for their fourth win in a row tonight. They are winless, though, in four games against the Jets, and they are at Winnipeg. Corey Crawford will start in net. Marian Hossa was not at the morning skate, but will play tonight. They drop the puck at 7. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio this evening with a 7 p.m. start. And the Bulls, they continue their six-game road trip in Phoenix this evening. Jimmy Butler practice and is hopeful to play. Dwayne Wade is back from an illness. They tip that one off at 9:30. Golf, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Jordan Spieth leads at 6 under. A group of four sit one back at 5 under, and that group includes John Rahm, who is 6 under today through 7. Amazing. Tiger Woods announced today that he's pulled out of the next two events that he was scheduled to play in because of those back spasms. And Major League Baseball anonymous sources have said that Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria has a handshake agreement in place to sell the team for $1.6 billion. NFL note, the Atlanta Falcons have promoted secondary coach Marquand Manuel to defensive coordinator. This scoreboard update brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, and we're the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
Option, and the keeper, and Kaiser's in the end zone. Pressure from the edge, and Kaiser's going deep. Gets Dawson, touchdown, Notre Dame!
The lineup with White to the right of Garoppolo in the back, and Hogan split right. Edelman in motion from the left with Mitchell. Shotgun snap, four-man rush. Garoppolo fires down the middle. Or Bennett! The money and on time, touchdown Patriots.
Oh boy, do we back here. Big boy throw, and he throws a bullet to Martellus Bennett.
Greg Gabriel with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
We got a quarterback here.
Bears are hoping to say that in one way or another, and here to talk about that and more is Greg Gabriel, who is wrapping up his scouting for the Big Pro Football Weekly Scouting Guide. You'll be able to read all his stuff in their draft issue that is going to be hitting newsstands soon. And Greg is on the Home Run in Pizza hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run in Pizza tonight. All right, Greg, you've emerged from your scouting cave, the flickering lights of football tape, and you now have to be our quarterback oracle. What do you know? What can you share?
Well, the book's all done, so it's at the press.
Nice.
Garoppolo first. He only played 1.5 games this year. Before that, it was mop-up duty. So he's got very minimal experience. And when you look at the two games, first game is on the road at Arizona. The numbers, looking at the numbers, are pretty good. It's 24-33, 264 yards, and a touchdown. They win the game. They kick a field goal late to win the game, win by 2 points. And he played good football, no question about that. But they asked him. It wasn't a very complex offense that they were using. A lot of the stuff was half field read type situations. When you look at the end zone tape, you know, you're looking at where his head goes. He was always looking to one side of the field. I think I counted twice in that whole game where he would go to the right or look at the right, go to the left, throw back to the right, that type of thing. He was eyeballing one or two receivers to one side of the field, and the one thing he has is a very quick release. He gets the ball out of his hands extremely quick, and you know he figures out where it's going. And in most cases in that game, it was going to the number one guy, and the way the things were set up, it worked out very, very well for him. He was accurate. The ball placement was good. He doesn't have a cannon. He's got a good arm. The deep throws he was off on, and that carried over into the second game. The second game, I think they asked him to do a little bit more. You saw him going through a progression more, but he played really less than a half. He got hurt late in the first half, hurt his shoulder. He was out from that point on. The numbers, again, were good, but a lot of it, like he hit Martellus Bennett on a real long pass, but the pass was 8 or 9 yards, maybe 10 yards, and the rest of it was off Bennett on a crossing route for about another 30. And he had that on another throw where there was a long run after the catch. He had one deep throw down the left side line that was nice, threw the ball right on the money. I think if had he been able to play the full four games, what they asked him to do would have increased each time because he had more real game experience, against obviously quality competition, but it didn't happen. So now you're going back to square one. His play time in the National Football League is very, very minimal, even though he's been in the league for 3 years.
All right, put a draft grade on him, whether it be if you were drafting him this year or how much the value he would bring back in a trade scenario.
Number one, Jason, I don't think it's fair to say, okay, he's better than the guys coming out or he's not better than the guys coming out because he's already been in the league 3 years. He's been acclimated to an NFL-style offense. He's played under the best quarterback in the game for 3 years. So from that standpoint, he's light years ahead of knowing what goes on in the NFL. It's physically what can he do. Now, you look at his athleticism, his numbers from the combine, he ran a 4.97 40. I mean, that's real slow. But he is quick. He's got quick feet. His feel for the rush is very, very average. He got sacked, I think, about 4 times in those two games, where he can extend play a little bit with his feet. He's not going to make a lot of yardage, and I think he had one time, maybe 2 times, where he picked up positive yardage in the game and a half, but he's not going to scare you with his feet. He just doesn't have the speed and the overall athleticism to be able to do that. The best thing he's got going for him, he's got an extremely quick release. And when I say that, I mean, boom, he fires it right away, and he's got a very compact delivery. So You know, in saying that, what do you give up on? I wouldn't want to give up very much for him. You know, only because I don't know what I'm buying. And here's going to be the scenario is that whoever gets him, whether it's the Bears or whatever team, and they give up something, if it doesn't work out, your job's history. You're on the outside looking in. And it's really, it's the same thing. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. If it's the Bears and they use that third pick in the first round on a quarterback and he doesn't work out, those guys are gone. That's just life in the NFL the way it is right now, especially if you spend a top five pick on a quarterback. I said that, you know, I wrote it 3 years ago about Blake Bortles. I did not think he was a top five type selection. I thought he was a guy you'd take 15 to 20, 15 to 25 in that area. And I wrote in the National Football Post, I said, if he goes in the top five, the coach and or general manager will be fired within 3 years. That happened. The coach is gone after 3 years, and the general manager has actually been demoted. Tom Coughlin's the new general manager. Just, you know, the old guy still has the title. But as compared to this year, you know, in all honesty, I think I'd rather gamble with a rookie that may have more upside. And I think, and I'm going to write, you know, I wrote up Kaiser yesterday for the score, and I'm going to write up the other guys, plus guys at other positions. And I think the upside with some of these young guys is a little bit more than what Garoppolo has.
All right, but is there anybody worth that particular pick? Because that, I mean, I've seen, you know, Matt Miller's big board, and I've seen, you know, Trubisky down there, 12 to 15, and some of these other names, but is anybody leaping out to you as worthy of a pick that high as a quarterback?
You know, in all honesty, is there going to be a better player, positional player on the board at number three than a quarterback? Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that there will be. There's no, but it becomes value of the position. And it's, okay, can we trade down? Well, number one, you got to have a partner to be able to trade down with. And then you're looking, you know, you're going to stack your quarterbacks. This guy we got number one, this guy we got number two, and so on. And then there's a bunch of teams that have a need for a quarterback. And what are they thinking? So how far can you go back? So you got to figure that all out, and you're risking. If you're saying, okay, we're going to trade back, and we don't want to trade back any farther than, you know, throw a number out, let's say 10, because after 10, we don't think we're going to get one. And so then you make that deal, and, you know, if you went from 3 to 10, that brings you in a lot of stuff. You know, bounty, you just look at the trade Buffalo made with Cleveland a few years ago to get the wide receiver. You know, they gave up a ton.
Sammy Watkins.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it was, you know, they swapped first. They gave up their first the next year and a fourth the next year to make that trade. I think they gave up one other pick in that current draft. And, you know, that's a lot to give up to move up. Like, they moved up, I think, six or seven slots to get Sammy Watkins. And so, for the long-term future of the Bears, as far as having a number of picks to help rebuild the franchise, you know, that could be a smart move. But then on the other side is, are you outsmarting yourself? Because the other teams that have that need, are they going to turn around and take a quarterback before you get the opportunity?
As you said, you wrote for 670 The Score's website about DeShone Kizer, but I want to ask you about the guys not named DeShone Kizer, Mitch Trubisky, or Deshaun Watson. Which one of these guys stands out the most to you?
I think the next two would be Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech, and being the offense he played in, right, that's got to scare you a little bit. You know, not very many quarterbacks have had success coming out of that offense. And then Dan's guy.
Nathan Peterman.
There you go. And really, he's kind of an intriguing guy. You know, he doesn't have a cannon, but at the same time, your arm strength can get better. If you look at, you know, guys came out of college, what their arm was in college, and you watch them at the pro day and their combine and stuff, and then what they are 2 years into the league, it's always a lot different because, you know, you're working on specific muscles that are going to help you, you know, with your grip, your arm strength, your release, et cetera. And, you know, the velocity he has now, I'm going to say it's a little better than Matt Barkley, but not a lot better. But can it get better? Yeah, I think so. And you look, he's got 9 7/8-inch hands. You know, he's got something to work with right there. Just a matter of what kind of weight program he gets in.
Well, see, I told you about Peterman. I saw him a couple times, and I said, I don't know if he's going to be a top-of-the-line starter, but he looks like a guy who could have himself a reasonable NFL career as a backup. A guy can get you through a few games, and maybe given the right opportunity and the right surroundings, be somebody who's developable.
Well, I think your comp would be Cousins.
Okay.
Not a guy that's going to, you know, come in and be a first-round pick, but he's got tools. And with the quarterback, 50% of the evaluation is from the neck up. It's the intangibles. You know, how smart is he? Is he a leader? How good does he read defenses? Now, the Bears are going to have a little bit more than other teams because they worked with him for that week down at the Senior Bowl. They've had him in the meeting room. And you're going to know, hey, if they like him, they're going to draft him. If they didn't think that much, then they're going to say, you know what? Let's go to somebody else.
Has the NFL gotten better at trying to figure out the spread option quarterbacks, the guys who have never read a front before and are trying to figure it all out on the fly? Is the actual scouting of them improving as there's greater understanding of what needs to be taught?
Well, the difference is, and I wrote this recently, is that it's the where you're going to find out a lot about the guy, especially guys coming from these types of offenses, is really over the next 2 months, not what you saw on the football field. And it's what I just said a minute ago. It's more what's upstairs. Now, you can go back to last year's draft, and Paxton Lynch came from one of those offenses. Basically, it was the old Baylor offense that Briles had at Baylor. Very little playbook. It's almost street football. And when teams got him on the board, he struggled. And it's not that he wasn't an intelligent kid. It's his understanding of the concepts of offensive football was minimal as compared to some of the other guys. So now you say, okay, it's going to take him that much longer. You know, the learning curve is a lot bigger for a guy like him only because of what he's been exposed to. And in his case, it was high school and college. So it's not that they can't develop. You just can't get them on the field right away because they're just not ready.
How do you feel about two guys who I thought would draw more attention in their final years on the college football fields, Chad Kelly and Brad Kaya?
Kaya, I think, went downhill, and I was surprised. You saw his play last year, and you looked for him to take a jump, and it just didn't happen. And now you could put in the excuse or the circumstance, for a better word, is that new offense, new coach, entirely new system that he's playing in. So, you know, that may have hurt him a little bit. But I just think you look at his throws, his feel for the game just wasn't what you expected. I mean, I got him now as like a guy you'd take around the fourth or fifth round, not up in the upper hand. Kelly, I think, is an intriguing guy. I want to see how tall he is. I said the same thing about Peterman. Peterman was listed at 6'2", 225, and I, you know, was at 6'2", 6'1", and three quarters or better, and he was 6'2", and a half. He had big hands. The same things I want to see about Kelly. How tall is he? Now, he's had some off-field issues, but he's not a criminal. He's just an a-hole and, and immature. But at the same time, you know, go back to the early 80s. I was working part-time for Buffalo when they drafted his uncle, Jim Kelly. He wasn't any different than his uncle, but you didn't have cell phones, and you didn't, you know, videotape and photograph everything that was going on. You didn't get caught with everything you did. I mean, Jim Kelly was a wild man when he came out of college at Miami. And I think Chad is very similar personality-wise. He can make some big-time throws. Yeah. Now, he's going to have an adjustment, you know, getting up to the NFL. But the other thing is the injury. When's he going to be ready to step on the field? You know, his injury wasn't in September. It was in November.
All right, so Dan mentioned the scouting aspect and what's changed. And I remember a day where scouts seemingly were sticklers for throwing motion and guys throwing motions and trying to change them. And I'm not just talking about the extreme and Tebow, but I remember when Phillip Rivers was drafted out of NC State and people were like, oh, I don't know about that Hitchman. And what, 12, 13 years later, Phillip Rivers has had himself a terrific career. Are scouts in the NFL...
Vince Young.
I mean, and even some of these backups like Sean Hill, guys like that who have those weird motions. Are guys still sticklers for throwing motions, or is it more about hand size, as you mentioned, and how big your feet are in terms of your base and if you're planting and how tall you are? Like, is the throwing motion still a big issue for NFL scouts?
It's an issue. Like I said about Garoppolo, he gets the ball. He's got a very compact delivery. The ball comes out of his hand very, very quickly. He sees the target, and when he makes a decision to throw, it's out of his hand. And when you're doing the same thing when you're looking at college quarterbacks. How quick does the ball come out of their hand? Does he have like in Tebow's case, he dropped the ball down by his knees. It just took so long from the point of when he made a decision to throw the ball to when the ball actually came out of his hand that it gave, you know, the defense time to recover a little bit. College, you're going to get away with it. You aren't getting away with it in the NFL. So you can try to fix those things. But unfortunately, that doesn't always happen.
Greg, looking forward to the Pro Football Weekly draft guide that will be coming out soon. Can't wait to get my hands on it.
Well, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
That is Greg Gabriel, longtime NFL scout. And it's a fascinating piece of football knowledge when that thing hits newsstands and you read it through and you keep reading it through and then you cross-check that with other scouts and Nolan Naraki and his draft guide and you see the way these guys see some of these players.
Where was the last time we were in this kind of area where not only the Bears had this high a pick, but it was this wide open in terms of position preference by not only the fan base, but seemingly the front office? Like last year, we knew, all right, you got 3-4 defense, going to have to find yourself a 5 technique or a guy who can get to the quarterback off the edge. They move up a couple spots. They get their edge rusher and Leonard Floyd. The year before that, we knew that they needed an offensive weapon, Kevin White.
That's called 3-13.
That's what I'm – but when's the last time – but I'm just talking about it can be safety. It can be defensive end. It can be quarterback.
But over time, I've changed my mind on that. Like I previously had gone into a draft saying they've got to take this guy and I've kind of come off of that whole.
Are you a best player guy now?
The scouts are that we don't know what they're saying in their meetings. We never will know who's actually on their board. But rate at which people get hurt in this game.
Position every 3 or 4 years.
In a season, you could be down to your, like they have been.
Like for instance,
moving guards to tackle and tackles to guard.
Last year, I wanted Ezekiel Elliott when he was still floating around that 10 or 11 spot. People are like, what are you talking about? It's a running back. You don't need those. And I'm like,
Laramie Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil was looking really good.
Yeah, exactly. They still need tackles.
Yep.
You know, playmakers are playmakers for me. No matter how many of them you're doubling up or tripling up at a position, as you mentioned, guys get hurt. I mean, Jordan Howard has, you know, a 3 or 4 year shelf life, and then you're going to have to get another one of those. Not saying you go out and draft a running back this year, but I'm one of those guys that has moved away from position dependence and, hey, who the hell is the best player at that position and where they're drafting at because of how awful they were. And it seems like the Kevin White thing was supposed to be the payoff for the Mark Trestman years, and that didn't work out. And last year,
Death even killed the draft pick that was supposed to save him.
Like you went through 2 years of hell, and the payoff was Kevin White, and that hasn't worked out. And it looks like it may never work out because he's going to continue to hurt his lower extremities. But this year, you can go Jamal Adams, you can go Jonathan Allen. If you want to get a quarterback, there's a lot of ways Bears fans are going to be pulled and poked and prodded up leading up until the draft segment of our calendar on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Fred, I forgot. Yeah, Casey wrote that Fred and Oakley were teammates.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Would Oakley be a better Bulls coach? 312-644-6767. Light him up.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Well, well, well. And just like that, the team everybody loves to hate, once again, sending strong signals that no matter how much you want to kick them while they're down, no matter how much vitriol pours from your trolling tweets, no matter how much better you think your college basketball team is, there's a pretty good chance that Duke will once again be playing deep into March. And that's perhaps beyond annoying for many of you. And last night's 86-78 win over UNC was just another signal to the haters. We're back. And the fuel to the recent run has been none other than Grayson Allen, who's lighting up from downtown, connecting on 20 out of 41 threes during the Dukies' four-game surge, including 25 last night against the Tar Heels. Here's the bottom line. In a year when the Big Dance is in theory wide open, the team that everybody loves to hate is once again making its move, poised to make your life miserable. Once again, I'm BT.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this year? Well, you can. And you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving. To both of you. And you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is still guaranteed, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score.
Drivers want it. Join Team Via, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. New drivers qualify for 0% commission for a limited time. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12, select styles only. Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12, select styles only.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll agree to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans,
one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. The Blackhawks are looking for their fourth win in a row, but they are winless in four games against the Jets this season, and tonight they play at Winnipeg. Corey Crawford will start in net. Marian Hossa was not at the morning skate, but will play. They drop the puck at 7. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio this evening with a 7 p.m. start. The Bulls continue their six-game road trip in Phoenix tonight. Jimmy Butler practiced and is hopeful to play. Dwayne Wade is back from an illness. Tip-off is at 9:30. Golf, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Jordan Spieth leads at 6-under. A group of four sit one back at 5-under. And that group does include John Rahm, who is 6-under through 8 today. Tiger Woods announced that he is pulling out of the next two tournaments he was scheduled to play because of those back spasms. Major League Baseball anonymous sources have said that Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria has a handshake agreement in place to sell the team for $1.6 billion. And one NFL note, the Atlanta Falcons have promoted secondary coach Marquand Manuel to defensive coordinator. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Hallmark and Russell Stover at Walgreens. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is Tuesday. Walgreens makes it easy to get in and out with everything you need. A wide selection of Hallmark cards and Russell Stover chocolates, plus fresh flowers. All in one convenient stop, all at your neighborhood Walgreens. And kick off the first day of the 2017 Chicago Auto Show with The Score. That's us. Catch us broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner tomorrow from 3:30 to 8 p.m. Brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
So we had a texter who was keeping us updated on the Bassmaster Elite at Cherokee Lake real-time leaderboard. And as the weigh-ins occur, our guy Ish Monroe, he started out, he was like 12th, and now there's a fairly a good day out there in the water because my guy Ish is down to 27th.
Aw, man.
He had a nice day, though. Got 8 fish.
I want him to stay in the 60s, keeping it real.
Why? You know? Come on. Why are you hating Ish?
I don't want him to go all commercial on us.
He's covered in logos. Are you kidding?
But he's got the underground logos.
No, he doesn't.
Hey, it's getting super weird. Apparently, James Dolan has gone on a New York sports radio station.
Yep.
And
everyone, turn my mic on!
Everyone is tweeting about it right now.
Yeah.
Chris Mannix tweeted, to be clear, Charles Oakley was not charged with any alcohol-related crimes relating to the incident at MSG on Wednesday. Tim Bontemps tweets, Dolan is accusing Oakley of saying things with, quote, racial overtones and, quote, sexual overtones at the Garden. Sportspot.net makes a good point. This should get him in trouble. I don't know if you can call a former Nick this. He said, James Dolan says of Oakley, he may have a problem with alcohol. We don't know.
If you don't know, then don't say that.
Right. I do think that Charles needs help. Maggie Gray from SI.com tweets, Dolan says Oakley used racial and sexual overtones while abusing MSG staff. Tim Bontemps, James Dolan, I would like to be chanting Charles Oakley. I wish I could be.
What?
Yeah, it's getting super weird right now.
I don't understand what Dolan thinks he's doing. They've taken something that should have been long over and are they keep ripping the scab off this thing and martyring Charles Oakley.
He also said you'd be hard-pressed to find a living owner of a New York sports team that is loved. So I guess you have to die to be loved in New York. Yeah, he's going off the deep end right now.
Wow.
Charles Oakley with a lifetime ban from MSG, if you're just tuning in.
Why? I mean, why does he feel the need to do this?
He's getting his name back. James Dolan on him being the reason things aren't going well for the Knicks. Quote, ask Phil.
All right, then.
Oh, man. New York, New York.
Ask Phil.
City's so nice, they named it twice.
Kyle and DeKalb, you're on the score. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I like your guys' show now. I have a question for you. All right, so if I was the GM of the Chicago Bears and I had the third pick like we do, I wouldn't want to go with his quarterback at number one just for the simple fact that he has to start. He's got to be a starter no matter what. Okay, so now put that in perspective. So if we don't draft the quarterback at number three like we're not supposed to, and we draft the quarterback in the second round, do we start him?
Well, depends who it is and how good he is.
And how he fares in training camp. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, the Seahawks drafted a kid in the third round and started him.
Sure, whereas Dak Prescott was in the fourth round.
Yeah, so it depends on who the guy is. Depends on what system he comes from, if he's been in the gun his whole career center.
Yeah, it's not necessarily mandated by draft position. It's the skill set, and it's what the Bears would expect of him.
Okay.
Yeah, Blake Bortles is probably not the greatest example, but as Greg Gabriel mentioned, Blake Bortles was drafted high, and he sat for a few games, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think Blake Bortles was thrown in there from the outset. I mean, it depends on the guy's aptitude to play the position.
All right, here's the 815.
What's that?
Good for Dolan. Oakley is a bum. All right, well, explain what you mean by that. Call in and make that case.
Yeah.
Make that case for siding with... There's a good guy and a bad guy in this, and everybody in basketball knows what's going on. Everybody. And this the stuff he's doing now is character assassination. I mean, he's dragging a guy through the mud.
Michelle Roberts, the NBA Players Association head, is now weighing in on this. Quote, painful to believe that my last image of Oak at MSG is him dragged out of the arena. Is this how we remember our legends? Hashtag no ban. So everyone is weighing in on this. And you've got union heads now weighing in. Of course, he's not a member of the union anymore. But yeah. And the fact that the guy gets arrested and then the minute he's out of jail or the minute he's bonded out or bailed out.
Takes the high road.
Yeah, he's like, yo, I'd like to meet with Mr. Dolan if I ever get a chance because I've got nothing against him. You know what this is? Charles Oakley is a guy who's still hanging on to what he once was in a good way, in a way that's innocent, in a sense where it's like, yo, like, I really appreciated what I was as a Nick, and I appreciate the fans. Why can't I be a part of any of the celebrations? Because I talk bad about your team? Because the team sucks, and I went on radio and said it over and over again? I mean...
And he was right.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, so, I mean, and we had our guy, what's the guy's name? Steve Popper on yesterday from the record, who said that Patrick Ewing and Jeff Van Gundy and other Knicks greats or guys in Knicks lore have the same kind of a relationship with James Dolan. Like, if you're not kissing his ass or telling him he's the greatest, then you're not going to be a part of his circle.
A note from Joel Sherman on Twitter says, speculating someone is an alcoholic on live radio is horrible, but doing it when you yourself are in recovery, do you own a mirror?
I forgot that about James Dolan. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I mean, come on. If you're
supposed to be bigger than that as an owner.
You throw that out there and say, well, we don't know.
And if you do think he has a problem, have you tried to help him? You know, have you taken the back channels and said, hey, Charles, you're one of our, greats of this organization. I understand the history that you have. You know, let me try to get you some help here. Or are you just throwing them under the bus because you look bad and now you're trying to dig yourself out of the hole that you're already in? I mean, the franchise is dead. Franchise is dead. Your star player is sticking it to your president of basketball operations by not invoking his trade clause, his no trade clause that he asked for and got. You've got a bunch of players on the team who probably won't be there, who are playing out the string, and you've got a head coach who a lot of people around the league like, and Jeff Hornacek, feel like he got a raw deal in Phoenix, and he's being burned away. I mean, this is one of the worst basketball situations that I can remember, because this is different from the 76ers saying we're going to burn this thing down and lose on purpose and everyone getting angry at them because when are you going to start winning? Start winning here soon, please. This is a team that threw a lot of money at trying to win from the very top to the roster and is one of the worst franchises in not just basketball but in sports right now.
Hey, by the way, if you missed it yesterday when we finished up the show, Lawrence Holmes announced that he was going to be a celebrity bounty for the One Step Program's Charity Poker Championship presented by Raymond James. That's coming up in just about 2 weeks. It is Thursday the 23rd, and Lawrence sent out a tweet, and I went and checked and looked at some of the registration details. We only have 5 high roller seats left. That there's, if you're planning on playing on the high roller ticket, and we do have one of those accounted for is one that we are going to give away. We've got 17 seats that we're going to give away on this show starting Monday, but those are all accounted for as far as our total goes, and the room is filling up. So if you want to do this, and I look at sometimes you see a jump in the registrations there, and when we're down to just the last few high roller seats, if you're planning on doing that, and what the high roller is that means you're at a table where the winner of that table goes directly to the final table, and you do not have to advance through the knockout round. If you lose at a high roller table, you can indeed be a part of the knockout round. It just gives you for a little higher price, it gives you a streamlined way of doing that. But I urge you, really, get on this and get registered by going to onestepcamp.org, and you can help get in that room. I tweeted a video today from our Utah ski trip where...
Oh, yeah. You can check them out on Instagram, too.
We've had, the ski programs have been so great for kids, and one of the kids has a brain tumor that affects his balance and has a difficult time just standing up and walking in general, but had a ball on the slopes, because we have the best volunteers and the most experienced people out there, and thankfully, because of your charitable donations, we continue to have access to some of the best equipment to allow these kids to have the time of their lives and to experience the simple joys of childhood. But if you wanted to look at my Twitter feed and see that video, you'll know exactly why we get together in a room and play poker. And obviously, we go there so you can win the ticket, your seat to the World Series Poker main event in Las Vegas, and the thousands of dollars in other prizes. But it's going to be a terrific night. We're going to be at the Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior. So come on out and join us. If you want more info, you want all the information about how the charity is structured, if you know poker players, you might want to do this as a gift. It makes a terrific gift. So go to onestepcamp.org, or you can go to my Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein. There's a pinned tweet in the feed there. And on Twitter, it's at Midwest Poker. And our presenting sponsor, Raymond James, we also thank our sponsors, Robert W. Baird, David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage and Associated Agencies Incorporated. I know you're going to be hanging out Thursday night. You're sort of the mayor. You're just, walking
Saying
around.
Saying what's up to people. Yeah, jumping into some of those auctions, some of the raffle stuff.
Shaking hands and trying to we're going to do the liquor raffle and all that. There's stuff to be had.
Some prime time scotch in that venue every single time.
Well, we also have top shelf booze everyone's going to be drinking that night, and great food. If you just want to be a spectator, that's $75, but make sure that you don't miss out on this. So go to onestepcamp.org, and Lawrence, Danny Parkins, we have Marley Caden is going to be in again. Some of the guys from NBC Chicago Fire are going to be there, and all going to be bounties for the celebrity knockout stuff. So again, it's going to be a great night. We are playing for a great cause. So go to onestepcamp.org. You're listening to The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, and this is key. You can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
And you know why that's so amazing, right, Dan?
Well, yeah, because then you sort of amortize this cost of being on a better mattress.
What do you do to it?
You spread it out over time, okay. And that way it makes you think of it differently. And you say, okay, well, if this is just sort of this per night cost to improve my sleep and my comfort, my overall happiness, you understand how it's worth it.
Because the Tempur-Pedic is extremely comfortable, and then you add that adjustable base, and just think of all the things you can do, whether it's reading or watching TV, working on a laptop, you just raise your back up a little bit, and there's even some different benefits to alleviate some health issues that people have, like sleep apnea or heartburn, acid reflux. Even snoring can be alleviated through raising your legs up a little bit. So there's different things you can do to make it more comfortable.
Yeah, best thing to do is just go to a mattress firm and explain to the mattress professional what your sleep habits are, and maybe go there with your significant other and say, oh, she's over here, he's over here, and this sometimes ends up over here. And they say, oh, okay, easy. Try this, try that, and next thing you know, you're going to find a way to sleep happier than ever.
So you go to mattressfirm.com, you find the location nearest to you, get in and take advantage of the President's Day sale. Let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep.
At Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, we're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle we sell. Pay what a Chrysler employee pays on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram truck. We have over 500 new vehicles available, and it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit us online at driveantioch.com. It all ends February 28th. Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 173 or visit driveantioch.com.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 2/28/17.
Maybe you're one of those people that have been turned down for a refinance in the past because the lender told you your house wouldn't appraise high enough. Well, that's crazy. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team, they close loans every day without appraisals. And you know what else they do? They don't charge any out-of-pocket costs. So leave your checkbook at home. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12, select styles only.
You know what I love? When things are easy. That's why this Valentine's Day, I love Walgreens. They're right around the corner so I can easily pick up little Valentines for my daughter's class party, beauty gift sets for the girls, and the perfect Hallmark card and candy for my better half. Putting the finishing touches on Valentine's Day has really never been easier. Ugh, Walgreens, you make loving you so easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Stop in today and choose from a wide assortment of Hallmark cards, including Hallmark Signature.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12, select styles only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts, safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. This year, give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. Now, a Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the six-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 Shades of Gray bear, or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you, in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
It continues.
Yep, James Dolan went on the Michael Kay show in New York and had a whole lot more to say.
I can't explain why we have videotape, we have, dozens of statements, etc. I'm quite sure that everything that we've given, the press, etc., and this is very, very accurate. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe he doesn't remember it. That to me, I think that, Charles has got a problem. I've said this before. We've said it before. We said at one time that, he's his own worst problem. He has a problem. People need to, sort of understand that. He has a problem with anger. He's both physically and verbally abusive. He may have a problem with alcohol. We don't know, right? But those behaviors of being physically and verbally abusive are, those are personality problems.
Now, you're sitting right in front of me, and you might not like me saying this, but, I thought the release the night of the game that said at the end he needs help, isn't that kind of personal? Should that have been made public?
Look, we were trying to be kind, right? It obviously didn't come off that way.
Right.
But I do think that Charles needs help. He can't want to have the things that have happened to him, particularly since he retired as a player. They aren't good. He's had many physical altercations, right? He's been arrested. He's had a lot of trouble. And it all seems to stem from his anger. That can't be something that he intended to have happen. And maybe he doesn't remember it, but I think he's somewhat in denial.
He's a bad guy.
Wow.
That's a lot there.
Wow, there's so much dog whistle stuff going on publicly. And some of the other stuff he said about, talking about this of a sexual nature or... the profanities, and there's
why did they fire their security chief?
I don't know. Madison Square Garden fired their security chief today.
Did he not want to throw Charles out, or are they admitting that they did so too forcefully? And if all these things are true about Charles Oakley, why would you want to go on New York sports radio and belabor the point that you've already made and won? You've banned the man from your venue. You own the arena. That's part of the Knicks deal.
What's the desire for the ongoing, relentless personal attack of a guy as popular and well-respected as he is? Does Dolan think he can win this?
Because this is what happens when you've got too many yes men around you.
Every time he opens his mouth, he digs it deeper.
And saying that, you putting in a press release that we hope he gets help is you being kind.
Come on.
That's, I don't know. yeah.
Come on. That's
unfortunately, that's the image of a rich person that you get far too often when it comes to you thinking about the worst things about rich people.
And reports say that Dolan was reading copy points during the interview. That there are Twitter pictures of his binder of copy points that he brought with him.
A binder that is marked preparation, by the way. honey,
are you sure it's not?
This is the blarge binder.
We can say sure it's not. Keep it learnable
and
laughable,
lickable.
Clearly not how to run the Knicks as a basketball organization. Right. There's nothing in there.
Right.
And then he said, when asked about the team and what's wrong with the team, he said, "Ask Phil."
Yeah, man. Who would want to work for that guy after this? Like, when this thing gets burned to the
ground.
There's
always a number.
And you better believe, you know, we had Damaris Smith on these airwaves talking about telling all his people not to work here in Chicago because of the wage differential law. Well, if you're the head of the union, which is Michelle Roberts, or you're any agent, and you're talking about, because a lot of these guys look at their last contract and their last destination as places they're going to live for the rest of their lives and maybe be a part of the organization.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're on that fourth or fifth deal, why would you go to the Knicks? Because of basketball, but why would you think that guy was going to take care of you? I mean, Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and all these guys that hold some sway in the NBA have been talking about it for the last few days. Like, why would you go there? Why would you continue to play there? Why would you stay there if this is how former players get treated? As well as Patrick Ewing, as well as Jeff Van Gundy. I mean, that's despicable, man. If Charles Oakley was belligerent and all these other things, and sexual overtones and racial overtones, all the things that scared one Jim Dolan to get his security guards 5-6 at a time coming over to remove him from the seat, why do this today?
And this is the question I can't answer. Joel Sherman does a nice job of phrasing it. New York Post says, "What do you think James Dolan considers too petty, too inhumane, and too stupid to say out loud?"
I don't know.
Can't answer that.
Still searching for it.
We'll talk a little baseball with Ben Ryder of Sports Illustrated after an update on the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for 2017 Auto Show Savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including Cruises, Malibus, and Equinox. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Ported roses, a free glass vase, and standard shipping and handling included. Everything, all said and done, for just $34.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. You got to use my code Bernstein. Pick your flowers, and then you check out in 2 minutes. It's that fast. You could do this right now. Just a couple of keystrokes, and your Valentine's Day shopping is done. You set the delivery day. You order now. You can still have it delivered on Valentine's Day, right to home or work. Pro Flowers guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. You can't beat the price. You can't beat the convenience. You just sit back and look awesome. Trust Pro Flowers to get it right. Here's the deal. Don't get stuck without a plan. The only way to get one dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner. Type in Bernstein. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic. Type in Bernstein. Valentine's Day is just days away. You've got to do this today. Don't wait. The deal expires soon.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
You know what I love? When things are easy.
That's why this Valentine's Day, I love Walgreens. They're right around the corner, so I can easily pick up little Valentines for my daughter's class party, beauty gift sets for the girls, and the perfect Hallmark card and candy for my better half. Putting the finishing touches on Valentine's Day has really never been easier. Ugh, Walgreens, you make loving you so easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Stop in today and choose from a wide assortment of Hallmark cards, including Hallmark Signature.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison, why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January.